T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Danny, it's good to talk to you. How you doing? Everything good?
What's going on, guys? Everything's great. How are you?
Terrific. This is a really interesting piece that you have. So you tell me, did the commissioner overreact to the situation in Houston? And who knows what's going to go on to Boston, especially when you now are documenting that we've had a lot of these other incidents. Does he now have to go back and readdress some of these others?
Well, he absolutely overreacted. And that was my belief before I even went digging for this piece that I wrote. But what I learned when I went digging, talking to multiple players, current players, by the way, what I learned was that there's a huge battle between hitters and pitchers in this league when it comes to gaining a competitive edge. And when it comes to gaining that edge through stealing signs, you know, the hitters will tell you, well, if they don't want their signs stolen, then they should change them or they should protect them. And the pitchers will say, well, how about you just don't steal signs in the first place? But I think that at this point, I mean, if you've paid any attention to Major League Baseball and the history of it, and like you guys said, you know, I try to do my best to document some of the stories that some of these players were pointing out to me, which I then went and found the confirmation for those. But, you know, by listening to these guys, what I learned was if you think the Houston Astros, if you think sign stealing, and even sign stealing with technology, if you think that started or is going to end with the Houston Astros, then you're either a puppet for Major League Baseball or you're a pitcher that doesn't protect your signs very well. So,
Danny, do you with that. There's a good article. Like I said, there was a couple of good examples of things that have gone on there. But I'm curious. I think at some point you said you know, Major League Baseball wouldn't comment. Have they contacted you as far as like, you know, hey, shut up already? We want this thing to end?
You know what? So I reached out to them about the Victor Martinez story because one player told me about it in detail, and he told me that Major League Baseball actually caught Victor Martinez in 2014. And I had another player confirm that belief around the league, that the league caught Victor Martinez. And so I tried to search this story. I couldn't find anything. There's no real documentation on it. And so I reached out to Major League Baseball, and they told me that they hadn't heard of this. They also pointed out that in 2014, Rob Manfred was not the commissioner. But, I mean, you know, let's not be naive. He was still around the game. But they told me they had no knowledge of the situation. So what I had to do was just go digging. And as I pointed out in the story, there's a lot of numbers there that show Victor Martinez had the type of season that is historic, really, when you think about his power numbers, the number of strikeouts. He struck out 42 times. He walked 70 times. He walked 70 times, struck out only 42 times, and he hit 32 home runs. At the midway point, he had about the same number of home runs as strikeouts. That's crazy. And then when I found the video, I just found a game recap where it said Chris Sale threw at Victor Martinez. And then so I searched the highlights for that game, and you got the video of Chris Sale hitting Martinez, pointing out to center field, yelling at him, saying, you're pointing at your boys out there. And what his boys out there were doing, they had different colored T-shirts, they were wearing binoculars, and they were stealing signs for Victor Martinez. And so when I reached out to the league for comment, you know, they didn't come to me. I went to them, and they just denied knowing any of it.
In that video, Danny, Victor Martinez just flat out had nothing to say. He just walked to first base and because he knew he had been caught. But my question for you is, do you think the Red Sox could have sold the idea to Red Sox fans that they were going to keep Alex Guerrero despite any suspension?
Alex Cora.
Alex Cora, of any suspension that was looming?
Could you repeat that? You threw me off with the Guerrero thing.
Sorry. Do you think that they could have sold the idea of keeping Alex Cora, even though there was going to be a suspension looming? Do you think that Red Sox ownership, even though it sounds like Cora was like, hey, I'm going to do the noble thing and walk away, do you think they could have said, no, we're gonna, you're going to stay and we're going to sell it to our fans? Why?
Well, I mean, did he walk away? That's the question I have. I mean, what I learned in this story, too, is that Red Sox ownership and really all owners around the league know what their teams are doing, especially when it comes to sign stealing. And again, I do need to point out that the point of this story as well was to tell two sides of the story, because you guys pointed out that one side that's out there now is that Cora is the mastermind, that Beltran, these guys, they created this scheme, and they're the only teams that have ever done it. Well, the fact of the matter is they're not. Teams use technology. They go into the clubhouse. They look at their swings. They see if pitches are tipping.
All right, listen, I get that. I get that. But do you think that the Red Sox should have kept him? Do you think they could have, should have kept him, stood by their guy, weathered their storm, you know, obviously knowing what goes on in the history of baseball? Do you think they should have stood by him and forced him to stay or convinced him to stay?
I need to know what the punishment was. I mean, if
it's
they,
a year. Let's say it's a year. It's a year.
It was going to be a year. I would have stuck with him. I would have put an interim manager in on a staff. I would have stuck with him. I because talking to players, especially hitters, that shows the support for their guys. You know, you're supporting your guy. You're supporting Alex Cora. You're supporting a manager that is, you know, I mean, look, we don't know what's going to come out of that investigation. But what I do know is that they were probably doing something to steal signs, because everybody else was. The mindset is, when we go into their buildings, they're stealing our signs. So when they come into ours, we're also going to have this. Obviously, pitchers feel differently, but if I'm Red Sox ownership, I would have kept Alex Cora. The problem is, and this is just me, you know, spitballing from everything that I've learned. You got to look at that Tigers team in 2014. I mean, Dombrowski's the GM. JD Martinez was on that team. I mean, how far back does this go? But that's the main point. This is so dangerous.
And I think
this
is
so dangerous for baseball to come down with this type of punishment, because if you really want to keep digging, you can demolish your league tomorrow. You can wipe out every major league manager. You can find situations where guys were using technology. It doesn't have to be the video replay review room. It could be the clubhouse. It could be scouting. They have scouts who watch video and get the signs. Well, 90%, this guy we're facing tomorrow night, 90% the first time through the order, you know, the third sign that's thrown down, that's what he's pitching that night.
We're talking to Danny.
They scout this stuff.
We're talking to Danny Picard. And Danny, I know, listen, you did a great job. And I know it goes back, I think 2010 was the other one you talked about, the Blue Jays. And I think we all sat there and said, Jesus, I mean, everybody in this team is hitting bombs left and right. Similar situation in Detroit in 14 where the guy in center field. But the amazing thing to me was that you uncovered an article that was actually written in ESPN. I think Amy Nelson wrote it with the help of somebody else. And everybody's talking about this speculation of this is what the Blue Jays do, and nothing came of that.
No, it's crazy, right? Like, that got buried. And that goes into more detail in the Blue Jays situation than mine. And it's when you look at the numbers, and I point out Bautista's numbers, how he didn't have more than 16 home runs in a single season before that year, they just mashed. And one of the pitchers I talked to said every time they would go to Rogers Center for a handful of years, they would be out, you know, they would even go out early sometimes, stand on the pitcher's mound, sit in the bullpen, and just watch to wait and see if this guy would show up. And a guy would show up, and sometimes he would sit in a different seat. But the idea that it's just another example. Like, not only did the Astros, were they not the only team to do this type of stuff and steal signs, but it was happening. Major League Baseball knew about it, and they did nothing about it. It was reported. It was documented. The reason that they're overreacting now is to try to make an example out of one or two guys. And you guys pointed out before I jumped on, you're now basically burying baseball lifers like Alex Cora, Carlos Beltran, AJ Hinch. You know, these guys now, who knows? Like, are they going to ever be able to do anything again in the game?
Probably not.
They have to sit at home and watch Alex Rodriguez on ESPN and Fox be basically flaunted by the league. This is the poster boy of PEDs. And you know what? That's Major League Baseball. That's their broadcast partners. Major League Baseball calls the shots for those guys. So essentially, it's Major League Baseball flaunting Alex Rodriguez while they're basically portraying Alex Cora as the bad boy of baseball. It's just unfair on so many levels, and they should have never had this type of suspension.
And I agree with you, Danny. I think Rob Manfred screwed this one all up. We were all shocked when we heard the penalties when they first came out that first day, and obviously even shocked more to see what has happened to Cora.
40 minutes later.
And those guys fired, and then Beltran and out in the Mets and Cora here. But you, in this article, list up some more cheating that goes on in baseball. For an example, pitchers using pelican grip dip. And it's a substance. It's goop. It's a combination of rosin and pine tar. It's available, by the way, in Amazon for $16.99. I would think most major league pitchers can afford it.
I like the Coca-Cola one,
and then
too.
You got goop, which is a mix of pine tar, rosin, and melted Coca-Cola. Stuff is legit, one guy says. But that's why I think all their spin rates are going through the roof. So where does this stop, Danny? Does the commissioner now continue to do this, or does he try to bury it all and say, it was only Houston, there's nothing else to see, the game's great, it's wonderful, young people love it, we're moving on?
Well, that's up to them, right? I mean, if they want to continue to find things and punish people, I mean, I was told they're going to look into the Oakland A's organization now, because, you know, fires in Oakland. I mean, if I'm an Oakland A's player, I'm going, what are you doing? You know, to Mike Fiers, like, what are you doing? Why are you coming out with this publicly? So the league, look, they're getting hit up with every rumor now. And when I talked to a spokesman for the league, you know, they mentioned the Mike Trout HVH rumor. And look, they obviously have to follow anything that's thrown at them. The problem is, you know, they got stories about HVH. They got stories about buzzes, electronic buzzes. They have to look into it. But I think if they want to stop the madness, they can by just basically burying everything, but then they look as corrupt as we already know they are. So they put themselves in a very tough spot just by coming down as harsh as they did on guys like Hinch and even Luno and whatever they're going to come down with Beltran and Cora.
All right, Danny. Great stuff, buddy.
Good job.
We'll put a link up with on our Twitter, and it's DannyPicard.com. Good talking to you again, Danny.
Thanks, Danny.
See ya.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it, buddy. Later.
Danny Picard on the Harbor One hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.